Good evening, everyone. So I am Dr. Moinak Banerjee. I'm practicing endocrinologist in NH R Integral Hospital, Kolkata. So today I will discuss about a very important matter in diabetes management, that is hypoglycemia. So we all know that the blood glucose is your body's main energy source. So when you have an abnormally low level of blood sugar, your body's ability to properly function may be impaired as a result of it. And this condition is actually called hypoglycemia. And it is defined as a blood glucose level of below 70 milligram per deciliter. Basically, your brain needs a constant, steady supply of glucose. It cannot store or manufacture its own energy supply. So in the event your blood glucose level drops below a critical level, your brain may be affected by that hypoglycemia. And you may experience some kind of symptoms like unusual behavior, confusion, or both. This may also manifest as an inability to complete routine tasks that you generally do on day-to-day basis. And also, it can lead to loss of consciousness and seizures and visual disturbance such as double or blurred visions. So these are the symptoms of hypoglycemia you have to be aware of. And the initial treatment for hypoglycemia, it is basically depends on what symptoms you are experiencing. Typically, consuming sugar such as candy or fruit juice or taking glucose tablets can treat early symptoms and raise your blood sugar back to a healthy level. However, if your symptoms are more severe and you are unable to take sugar by mouth, you may need an injection of glucagon and IV glucose drip given either at a hospital or by emergency medical service. So, to prevent this unwarranted diabetic hypoglycemia, you need to follow simple advice, like you have to monitor your blood sugar levels. Depending on your treatment plan, you may check and record your blood sugar levels several times a week or multiple times a day. Careful monitoring is the only way to make sure that your blood sugar level remains within your target range, and you should not skip or delay meals or snacks. If you take insulin or oral diabetes medications, you have to remember you have to be consistent about the amount you eat and the timing of your meals and snacks too. And also you have to measure medication carefully, take it on the time, and take your medication as recommended by your doctor. Do not overtreat yourself. Adjust your medications or eat additional snacks if you increase your physical activity. And this kind of adjustment depends on the blood sugar test results, the type and length of the activity, and what medications you are using. And also you need to record your low glucose reactions. This can actually help you and your healthcare team identify the patterns you are having that is contributing to your hypoglycemia, and then we can find ways to prevent them. And last but not the least, you have to remember, carry some form of diabetes identification. You have a history of hypoglycemia so that in an emergency, others will know that you are having diabetes and you have a history of hypoglycemia. And this medical identification necklace, bracelet can help you to assist the management of hypoglycemia in a quick way. So these are the advices I need to give you regarding this dreaded complication of hypoglycemia in diabetes management. Thank you.